VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ming Jane. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, guys? Do you use AirPods? If you do, then you might have this question in mind as I do. How can I make my AirPods louder? The only way I know to control the volume is by clicking the buttons on the side of my iPhone. But when my phone is in the pocket or the bags, it's really annoying to take it out every time I want to adjust the volume. Fortunately, I found this video that can help us solve this problem. Don't forget to watch this video after today's pronunciation challenge, and let's get into it! You can also tell Siri to increase the volume by a specific percentage, or to a specific percentage. Hey Siri, raise the volume by 40%, or hey Siri, raise the volume to 80%. Alright guys, so first let's take a look at the pronunciation. The first word, increase. The first IN sounds like ing, ing. And the C pronounces k. And ER is E, increase, increase. Unless we add S, increase. And remember to stress the second syllable. And the next word is volume. The O here pronounces ah. L pronounces L, vowel, vowel. And the U here pronounced like U, U, unless we add M, volume, volume. And next word is specific. So the first part, the P sounds like B, and the E pronounces E. So it's spe, spe. And next, the C here pronounced like S. I pronounces E, so it's C, C. And the last part, the C here pronounces K, and we stress the second syllable, so it sounds like specific, specific. And next is percentage, percentage. The ER here pronounces R, per, and the S pronounces S. EM sounds like N, sen, sen. And the last part, the A here pronounces E, and the GE pronounced J. And we also stress the second syllable, so it sounds like percentage, percentage. And the last word is raise. So the AI here pronounced A. And the SE here, you have to be careful because it sounds like Z. So it's raise, raise. All right, so let's read the sentence again. You can also tell Siri to increase the volume by a specific percentage or to a specific percentage. Hey Siri, raise the volume by 40%. Or hey Siri, raise the volume to 80%. Alright, next is our vocabulary part. The first word is increase. It's a verb and the meaning is to make something become larger in amount or size. For example, like this. Crimes have significantly increased around this area in the past few years. And there is an antonym of this word, which is called decrease. It's also a verb and the meaning is to become less or to make something become less. And the sentence is like this. Tourists around the world have dramatically decreased due to the pandemic. So because of the COVID-19, there are less and less tourists around the world. And next word is percentage. It's a noun and it's an amount of something often expressed as a number out of 100. And there's an adverb of this word that we are more commonly used, which is called percent. So the meaning is for or out of every 100. And usually the way we use this word is by adding numbers in front of it. So like 20% or 50%, etc. And the sentence is like this. I'm 100% sure that he is the soulmate that I've been looking for. And a soulmate is someone who you have a special relationship with. And the last word for today is raise. It's a verb and the meaning is to lift something to a higher position. So you may have heard your teachers or someone say this to you. If you have any further questions, please raise your hands. And there are a few words that look very similar to this word and people might get very confused because of them. So the first one is rise. It's also a verb and the meaning is to move upwards. For example, like this. The unemployment rate is rising due to COVID-19. And unemployment means the number of people who do not have a job. And the next confusing word is arise. It's also a verb, but the meaning is to happen. So the sentence is like this. Some mechanical problems started to arise after we bought a second-hand car. So the main difference between them is that raise is a transitive verb and rise is an intransitive verb. While arise, it's also an intransitive verb, but it doesn't have the meaning of moving upwards. So that's the difference between them. All right, that's all for today. It's really convenient to have Siri do things for us. Like, I always ask Siri to set alarms, reminders, or make phone calls for me. All I have to do is just say, "Hey Siri." How convenient is that? But be careful with your volume when you're talking to Siri in the public. People might think you are a weirdo. Alright, don't forget to leave a comment below with your recordings, and I will see you next time. Bye!